Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're doing things a little differently. We're ditching the charts, forgetting the algorithms for a bit.
Yeah, we're going deeper.
It's all about the mental game today.
Absolutely.
We're diving into Trading in the Zone, a book that's all about, well, it's about your mind.
It's about the most powerful tool in trading.
It is, and it's not your typical trading book.
Not at all.
You know, it's not just about here's how to read a candlestick chart. It's really about the psychology behind it all.
It's about the psychology that can truly make or break your success in the market, honestly.
Because it's like, how many times have you been so sure about a stock? Like, it's going to go up, right?
Right.
You've done your research. You've got that feeling.
You're sure of it.
And then, bam, some crazy news comes out and it tanks.
Totally. Happens all the time, right?
Yeah. And this book, Trading in the Zone, it basically says that's the market's wild card.
It's that inherent uncertainty.
Exactly. And instead of trying to fight it, we need to learn to work with it.
Exactly. Embrace it. You can't predict every market move. That's a fool's errand.
Right. So it's more about understanding like the probabilities, managing your reactions.
100%. Instead of freaking out every time a trade goes against you, you got to be like, okay, this is part of the plan. My system, my strategy accounts for this.
So you're thinking more like a casino owner who knows the odds are in their favor over time.
Exactly. They don't win every single hand.
Right.
But they win in the long run because they've got a system.
They've got that edge.
They have an edge, exactly.
And that's a big part of what this book is about, finding your edge.
Defining it.
So it's not about some sort of magical power or anything like that. It seems like it's really about research.
Yes. Risk management. Really, truly knowing your strategy inside and out. That's the key.
It's about knowing your strengths.
Knowing your market, your indicators. Having the confidence to actually stick with your plan.
Even when the market is like, nope, not today.
Especially then, that's when it really matters. Think of it like having a roadmap when you're in totally unfamiliar territory. You might not know what's around every single bend in the road, but if you trust that map,
you'll get where you're going.
You'll reach your destination. And that trust, that's what helps you stay the course, even when things get a little bumpy.
Okay, I like that analogy. So we're talking about building that trust in your strategy, but also it seems like there's this whole other element of like what they call the winner's mindset.
Yeah, and that's huge. It's more than just, you know, making winning trades. It's about how you approach the market mentally.
Right. So it's not just about thinking positive thoughts all the time, like, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to be rich. It's about something, it's got to be deeper than that.
You hit the nail on the head. It's about being realistic, having a neutral mindset, almost. One of the first, and maybe one of the hardest things to wrap your head around, is accepting risk.
Okay, tell me more about that.
It's not just saying, oh yeah, I'm a risk taker. It's about truly understanding and accepting the possibility of loss as just part of the game.
Accepting those losses, that's tough.
It's not easy.
But then you're saying there's this other layer, this detaching from the outcome, right?
Right.
How do you even do that? It seems like you'd have to be like some kind of, you know, emotionless trading robot.
It's not about like pretending you don't have emotions. You're human. Right.
Right.
It's more about not letting them, those emotions, make your decisions for you.
Okay. So how do you like separate the two?
You acknowledge that, okay, I can control this. I can control my process. You do your analysis. You manage your risk.
Right.
But that outcome, whether you win or lose on that trade.
Yeah.
That's the thing you can't control.
Okay. So it's like saying, I've done my homework. I followed my plan. Now, whatever the market does, it does.
Yeah. Basically, it's accepting that, which, believe me, I know it's easier said than done, but it can really help you stay objective. The book, it really stresses this whole idea of taking responsibility for the decisions that you make.
Okay, so not the outcome, but the decisions.
Exactly. Because you can't control those outcomes.
Right, and that's the thing a lot of people struggle with.
For sure. Look, the market's going to do what the market's going to do, right?
Right, because if you blame the market for your losing trade...
Yeah.
It's like blaming the weather for like a rained out picnic or something.
Exactly. It's not personal. You just got to accept that that's the nature of the beast.
Or the market, as it were.
Right. Speaking of things we can't control, the hook, it really digs into these two big emotions that can really mess with your trading. I'm talking about fear and greed.
Oh, man. Those two are like the siren song of bad trades.
Right. They really are.
Because fear has you selling everything the second the market dips a little.
All right.
And then greed has you chasing after every single hot stock tip you hear, even if it makes absolutely no sense for your strategy.
100%. Like, yeah. They're always there, you know.
Yeah, lurking.
In the back of your mind, yeah. Just waiting for the chance to totally sabotage all those well-made plans.
So how do you silence those voices? Does this book, does it give you something, some kind of mental trick?
Well, it goes back to having that really strong trading plan.
Okay, so that's your, what, like your set of rules, your North Star?
It's like your guiding light when the market gets stormy, yeah.
Because I guess when you have that plan, when you really trust it, you're not as likely to panic and sell everything when the market takes a dip.
Right, or jump into something super risky.
Just because it sounds exciting.
Exactly. You've heard of having a budget for your money, right?
Right.
It's kind of the same idea. Your plan, it helps you think clearly.
So you can make rational decisions.
Yes. Even when you're tempted to do otherwise. And, you know, this kind of ties into another really big concept from the book, this idea that the market itself, it's neutral.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's not out to get you. It's not trying to make you rich either.
Right.
It just is, you know.
It's like that old saying, the market doesn't have to make sense.
Exactly. It can be totally illogical sometimes.
It can be driven by like emotions and events and all these things that just don't make any sense.
And that's exactly why if you're sitting there trying to outsmart it or predict every little move,
yeah,
you're going to get burned. The book, it suggests a different approach.
It is.
It's about learning how to read those signals.
Okay.
Managing your risk, like we were talking about, and trusting your process. You gather the clues, you look at the evidence, you know.
It's like you're a detective or something.
That's a great way to put it. You can't control the crime, but you can solve it. You can come up with your best response.
Okay, I like that. Now, we've talked about some of the things that can go wrong in trading, like the emotional stuff.
Right, the fear, the greed.
But what about like some of those other psychological things that can trip traders up? Does it go into that at all?
Oh, absolutely. It talks about things like being afraid of making the wrong move.
Oh, yeah, the fear of being wrong. That's a big one.
Huge. And then there's also the fear of missing out, right?
Yeah, that FOMO.
It gets you every time. Or even the opposite.
Which is
like
that?
Like being afraid of leaving money on the table.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Like when you hesitate to sell a winning trade because you just know it's going to keep going up.
And then, of course, there's the big one.
Let me guess. The fear of loss.
The one and only. It's completely understandable, right?
So you're not just throwing your hands up saying, well, I messed that up. You're like, okay, what can I learn from this?
Exactly. You use it to get better, to fine-tune your edge.
It's like they say, you learn more from your mistakes.
Than your successes.
Mm.
100%. And in trading, it's so true.
Yeah.
Every trade, win or lose, it's information. It's a chance to learn and grow as a trader.
It's like the market's giving you feedback, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And the more you pay attention to that feedback, the better you get. This isn't just about making a quick buck, is it?
No, no, no. This is about the long game. It's about building something that lasts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I really like about this book. It reminds you that trading, it's a journey.
It's not a destination.
It's not like, oh, I'm going to get to this certain amount of money and then I'm done. No, it's about constantly learning and adapting.
It's about constantly working on that mental game.
Yes. Because that's where the real edge is.
It's all in your head.
It starts there, for sure. It's about knowing yourself.
Knowing your strengths, your weaknesses.
All of it. And then having that discipline.
Oh, and the mental resilience, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have those ups and downs. But it's about weathering those storms. That's what separates the amateurs from the pros.
Wow. You know, this has been really eye-opening. I mean, we've gone way beyond just like the technical aspects of trading, you know?
Yeah, we're in our heads today.
We're really in the psychology of it all. And honestly, Trading in the Zone, it's got some great stuff in there for anyone, whether you're, you know, a day trader or just, you know, trying to navigate life.
It's about self-awareness, right? It's about knowing how to manage your emotions, how to make those clear-headed decisions when things get a little crazy.
Especially when the stakes are high. Well, this has been fantastic. We dove deep into this whole idea of trading psychology today with Trading in the Zone. Definitely recommend it to anyone who wants to, you know, really up their game.
It's a good one. It reminds you that the market may be unpredictable, but
you can handle it.
You've got this. You have the power to choose how you're going to react.
That's a wrap on the Steep Dive. Hope you enjoyed it. And until next time, keep those minds sharp and happy trading.